This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The year is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through cold space, where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
All right, I covered a lot of news today, and Lionel's coming up, always power-packed, and then the war room with Owen Schroeder and Roger Stone, obviously. I think about all the news we broke, and that's why they want to shut us down, and why they say we're fake news, because we're real news. But look at this French news agency and Yahoo story that just tells you everything. Censors jump into action as China's latest vaccine scandal ignites. And then if you actually read into what it's really doing, they've got a bunch of fake vaccines going out for rabies, you name it. And there they just censor things. Here they have a vaccine damage fund of billions of dollars that since the mid-80s has been paying out for all the damages. And then you say, hey, vaccines are tainted. They've got problems. They go, shut up, conspiracy theorists. Nothing ever happened. They had the swine flu in the 70s, killed tens of thousands of people. The vaccine. So I just point this out because you know what percentage of U.S. vaccines get made in China the last time I saw was over 70%. Let's just round down. 70% of the vaccines are made in China. Our enemy that owns Hollywood, hates America, and is engaged in all this garbage. So that's how my brain works. Like I said at the start of the show, like, here, the L.A. Times is reporting it, you name it. L.A. authorities recorded privileged attorney-client conversations. District attorney says it may be illegal. Thousands of cases may be overturned. They said they're recording Manafort in jail talking about his legal strategy, and then they put in court filings against him about his strategy to have one case before the other. I mean, that's the thing is, like, once it's Mueller, everyone's so scared of Mueller, they'd let Mueller rape kids in front of people, which he did. I mean, Mueller covered up for a decade for Epstein, kidnapping kids, flying them on sex planes, some kids as young as 7 years old, reportedly, with big perverts raping them, to frame people. I mean, Mueller is a monster, man. God, imagine. He's even above the pedophiles, though. The word is he doesn't have sex with the kids. He just controls it all. Can you imagine being a monster like that? God, all people say, well, God, aren't you scared of him? I'm scared of not manning up. I'm constantly in fear that I'm not being a real man and I'm not doing what it takes and I'm not telling the truth. And so call it whatever you want. I look at that guy and he's a sack of crap. That's a demon I will take down or I'll die trying. So that's it. It's going to happen. We're going to walk out in the square, politically, high noon, and he's going to find out when he makes a move, man. Make the move first, and then it's going to happen. It's not a joke. It's not a game. It's the real world. politically. You're going to get it, or I'm going to die trying, bitch. Get ready. We're going to bang heads. We're going to bang heads. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. New York City.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
It's Lionel. He's an Emmy Award-winning television news decoder and legal analyst, former prosecutor, and licensed trial lawyer and former prosecutor. YouTube, Lionel Nation, LionelMedia.com, Twitter, Lionel Media, and now Lionel.
I love it. I love it. Can you hear me okay, Alex?
How are you, buddy?
You loud and
clear. You take over, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. I've got three things I want to say today, so listen and listen good. Number one, I'm tired of hearing every little interstitial moment on Fox News or on CNN about every little move. Like, hey, did you hear the words that Clapper knows something about Obama when he was such as a... Hey, did you hear the words that the FISA court, that we have the documents, and that the Carter Page FISA warrants were based on the dossier that Hillary Clinton paid for? We know all this. Would somebody please just indict somebody?
Exactly. We broke this years ago.
Alex, I'm getting sick and tired of every day finding every little, ooh, did you see this? Did you see this? Look, I don't know about you, but unless and until Hillary Clinton is charged with something, unless and until she is charged with anything, specifically something involved with, let's say, Clinton Foundation, Clinton Global Initiative, Clinton Health Access
Initiative. She went and met with Putin repeatedly, she says in her own book, which says Trump should be arrested for doing it publicly.
That's one thing. Second thing I've got to say is, I don't understand what President Trump is waiting for. Julian Assange is a hero. I don't care how you say it.
No, I agree. Trump's got to pardon him. Let me say this, though. What about Rand Paul calling for it this morning? Now, President exploring, he's meeting with Rand Paul right now, stripping Clapper, Obama, all these people. They're out of office. They still have access to everything. They still got their fingers in the pie here. He's looking to take it from Comey, Brennan, all of them.
I cannot understand how anybody, you know, Alex, when somebody normally is unceremoniously removed from their position, you say, give us your door pass card, your parking space, and get the hell out of here. The idea, and I understand there's a certain degree of professional courtesy, but the big thing I want to say right now, the number one story is, for the longest time, people have looked at entertainment, Hollywood and the like, of being something almost, you know, unnecessary, but harmless. Oh, they make movies. Since the days of Frank Capra all the way to when he became a propaganda agent during the war, very good, though, to the time that Hollywood and war bonds were working together, from the time that the Intel, CIA, and OSS and others worked with the mob, there is this Gordian knot of people who were seemingly unconnected, but who make the strangest bedfellows. And Hollywood, number one, is not only the money source, the feeder system, propaganda central, but it is now the tip of the, not tip of the spear, but the little scab of the purulent furuncle, the sebaceous purulent boil.
It's the center of the disease trying to stop America's rebirth. It bet on the wrong side of history. It's getting its ass kicked, so it gets more virulent in a petulant attempt to stop this, which is going to end up destroying it.
But what's happening right now is when these seemingly strange tweets that now that I can't believe that Hollywood is this stupid to say that the James Gunn, you know, tweets are just about something that happened a long time ago. Well, meanwhile, following the Roseanne rule. Now, the Roseanne rule says if you tweet something that somebody believes to be racist, that will make you a racist. Well, if you tweet something that involves you being a pedophile, aren't you a pedophile? And to think that others like Selma Blair and others are coming forward in the defense
Roseanne Barr said, I love Hitler and all this stuff. We'd say, okay, she's bad, get rid of her. She didn't even say that. They projected Hitler onto her, a Jewish lady. Meanwhile, these guys are saying, we want to do these bad things to kids thousands of times. And then we're told, oh, just ignore all that.
And what's happening, there's three things. Let me ask you this, Alex. What would have happened if during the course of one of these tweet sessions, Mr. Gunn had used the dread N-word? Would that have negated
their looking the other way? Oh, he would have been fired immediately. As long as you talk about kidnapping and raping little girls, it's okay.
Right. That's okay. That's that quirky kind of behavior that was a long time ago. Now, three things. Number one, and Alex, I can tell you this, being in here, being around these people, they live, and you know this too, they live in a world that says, let me tell you something, you hayseed, you rusticator, you corn pone, bib overall, redneck, you know what, kicker? I'm Hollywood. You don't tell me what to do. This is our sense of humor.
They think they're royalty.
They think they're royalty, but this is our sensibilities and our worldview, and we don't want you talking to us about this. Number two, they have this thing, and it's been said, symbolism, symbology will be their downfall. And wherever they go, they want to share with a sense of imperviousness. They're impenetrable. This is our humor, like it or not. They also, number three, don't recognize the fact that this is permanently recorded. And they further don't understand, and I want people to understand this, and this may seem inconsistent, but please do not confuse somebody saying or joking about pedophile offenses with somebody being an actual convicted child rapist or the like. An idea as despicable as it is
not the act. So you ask then, why are they so obsessed with promoting it? I think it's just a sense of nastiness just to show how rebellious they are.
Alex, you have no idea. We have been here in New York for the, and I've been doing comedy stuff and stand up for years, and I don't know when it happened, but the humor quotient took a bad turn where it became angry, and then
it's only about shock. It's only about shock.
Precisely, and instead of being funny, it's do you have an attitude? And listen, you're a gentleman and a scholar, but I use scatological references. I tend to wax coprolalic every now and then, but it's never a substitution for wit. Now, what you have is you have these people. Oh, and then you have Sarah Silverman, who's looking around saying, my career is in the crapper. I don't know what to do. Wait a minute. Maybe I could have my Kathy Griffin moment. And to think of the thing that she is now pushing her way,
pedophilia.
The world.
She says, support pedophilia if you have courage.
Right, but she's daring to say, you folks don't understand.
Yeah, we don't get how cruel it is to kidnap a kid out of their backyard and rape him to death for a week and then hang him up by piano wire.
And they also don't understand. She thinks that we're just a bunch of folks with Twitter accounts and that we are no match. You know, Alex, I have a friend of mine, and I'm going to say something that's so crude. Well, not really crude, but listen to the metaphor. I've got a friend of mine, he said, and he's an Italian feller, and he said, remember one thing, there's more of us than them. We can drown them in our urine, meaning that the enormity. That if we decide to
if
turn
we got off,
off
if humanity got off the couch, these elites are gone.
And right, precisely. And they have been thinking for too long that they run the show. So right now, I just want to recap three things. Mr. President, I am so in support of you. I voted for me. I didn't know how you do at first, but I am magnificently impressed with how you have upset the apple cart and change the deep state. But I am tired of having to hear the Judge Napolitanos or the Joe DeGenovas and, you know, Sean Hannity, bless your heart, tell me every day, and here's what they're doing that's wrong. Damn it, do something, indict him, grow a pair, a backbone, wake Sessions up.
No, but yeah, we got to get rid of Sessions. I agree, we have to go on the offense, my God.
But Alex, what good does this do for you and your incredible team to put up all this great news about all this great stuff if it never gets out of the bubble, if it never gets out of this little bunker, if it never goes beyond it? It's got to be, you know, cancer is only dangerous when it's metastatic, if it's benign.
And you read Google, they say they want to contain nationalism. It's all about containing us.
Well, we want to break this thing apart. I want everybody to know what's going on, not just the select few. I've got a lot more, my friend.
Tell us how we break out of the bubble. I just don't know how, in what parallel universe, we woke up and confirmed a bunch of pedophiles are running stuff. I'm like, what the? You see how many gorgeous women there are? Like, who's attracted to kids? Well, that shows my blind spot. I just want to kill people that want to hurt kids. I'm not a sadist, not a guy who wants to hurt people, but I want to kill pedophiles, I'll be honest.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Lionel with you. Here I am. Proud to be here. Proud to be here. Got a couple of things to say. Don't have enough time, but I'm going to do my best to see if I can say it clearly and without I hear a bit of an echo there, but maybe that's me. Maybe somebody can turn that thing down for me. Thank you. First of all, without further ado, I don't know why I'm hearing an echo. Is that me or what? I'm hearing an echo. Okay. I am sick and tired of, as I said, hearing people every day on the various news. And by the way, God bless Fox News. If it wasn't for them, there would be nothing in what used to be the mainstream media, because this is now mainstream. But there's nobody out there. And Sean Hannity I've known for 25 years, and he's doing a great job up to a point. They go up to a point and they stop. I mean, they're great, like, you know, they're going to fight the deep state. They kind of added that to their lexicon, which is great. You'll never hear anything about 9/11 or whatever. Oh, no. Oh, la, 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 la. They'll go a little bit. If it's about Hillary Clinton, yeah, we'll talk about that. But we never go beyond that. And you know what? I don't expect them to. But let's face it. It's still kind of a watered down. It's like, we'll give you the allowed version of this. And I love Judge Napolitano. God bless him. He's on there. Joe DiGenova. I mentioned a whole group of people. And Gowdy. And Goodlatte. But for the love of God, somebody hold somebody in contempt. Do something. Go in and fire everybody. Pull a Richard Nixon Saturday Night Massacre, whatever you want to call it. What are we doing? I'm tired of these. Oh, did you see the latest one right now? We got a new, oh my God, there's a Clapper actually said that Obama had something to do with anything. I know this. Did you see the FISA warrants? Oh my God, it was terrible. They actually based a FISA warrant on some made up contrived lie paid for by Hillary Clinton. I know that. You've been saying that. What are you going to do about it? I don't know. We're just going to keep talking about it. We're just going to keep talking about it online and say, hey, ooh. Hillary's laughing her ass off. By the way, did you see her this week? Come on, fellas, gals. Did you see her wearing the bedspread at Aussie Fest? What was that, Central Park? Oh, my God. First of all, she was wearing the oven mitt outfit. You know, ladies, she was wearing the oven mitt, then the Mao bunker gear. Then she's walking around with the back brace, the reptilian exoskeleton. I don't know what the hell that is. And then she shows up. What the hell is this thing? She rolled out of bed. Grandma put on her muumuu or her nightgown. They rolled her out wearing the support shoes. What is going on here? Listen, I don't mean anybody any kind of harm, but what is that? Mama Cass. What is happening? As long as she walks free, there is no justice. This woman, how many laws does she have to break before somebody says, okay, now we got to do something? There's so much stuff. Remember the old days. Here's one for you. Eric Brenn. Who's that? Eric Brenn's my hero. Eric Brenn was a fellow on Ed Sullivan's show who had a million plates and bowls, and he would spin them simultaneously, because you've got to have 50 different stories going in your head at any time, and they're all mutually exclusive, and your head will blow apart. What story do you want to talk about? What's driving you crazier? I mean, seriously, what? Somebody mentioned before China and vaccines, autism race, 9/11. 9/11's always there. And now we have this group of people called pedophiles. Listen, I'm not going to tell you, and I don't think anybody's going to tell you, and I don't think anybody has to tell you, the motivation behind what these sick cabals are, these covens of deranged individuals. I'm not going to go through. You know the routine. We know it. We know what they do. We know why kids, you know, pedivores and all that jazz. We know everything from cannibalism to organ harvesting. We know all the stories. We know that they do that. It doesn't matter why. They do that. And Mr. President, if you don't go in there and blow this thing up, figuratively, to use the media term. If you don't start with Harvey Weinstein and Nexium and Allison Mack and everybody and start getting them in, and Anthony Weiner, and whatever happened to his laptop, and whatever happened to the life insurance policy, what happened to all this stuff? What is going on here? I'm getting sick and tired. God bless Alex, but Alex is driving me crazy in a good way. Because every day he's reminding me of another thing. He's like, what the hell are we talking about? We know this. It's like we're standing here. We're seeing this house that's, well, what's that? Smells like fire. Yeah. Well, did somebody call the fire department? Ooh, the flames are coming out of the bottom floor there. Ooh, you know, that thing could go up. Anybody call the fire department? No, let's just talk about it. Fire department's coming? Nope. We're just going to talk about it. Oh, gee, that's a shame. Can you hear the screams of the people in that fire? What are we doing talking about it? Grab a bucket, a hose. No, come on. It's just fun to talk about it. Mr. President, I don't know what's going on. Let me tell you, it's very simple. Can you imagine if one day, just one day, you know, I'm from Florida. And I guess you folks from Texas, wherever it is, but we had fire ants. Not Florida, Florida. Fire ants. We had these mounds. And I used to, this was great, as a kid, step on them and then step back and watch. And they would come on, say, you son, who stepped on this? And they would be just waiting, looking around, saying, we're going to get, and there was chaos, and they're bumping into each other, and they're buzzing around, or whatever they, whatever ants do, they hum, they buzz, whatever they do. If all of a sudden the president announced the first indictment against Hillary Clinton, the mainstream media would melt. Wolf Blitzer would have a conniption, whatever a conniption is. My mother talking about a conniption fit. I don't know what that is. Rachel Maddow would have to be sedated. They wouldn't know what to do. All of their anti-Trump stuff would stop. That would be it. Next. I don't know what the president is talking about. When he brought up the fact of Barack Obama and his birth certificate, and this is the Constitution. And Article 2 is very, very clear here regarding a 35-year-old president who's been a 14-year-old resident who is a natural-born citizen. Now, either you have this or you don't. Either there's evidence of this or there's not. Or somebody said, well, you don't want to bring that one up. Why? Well, because what would happen if all of a sudden you said, hey, guess what? You've got a president here who, by the way, was born, let's forget it. Don't call it Kenya, call it Italy. I don't care. Or as we say here in New York, Italy. If you've got a president who is void ab initio? I asked a legal scholar, a friend of mine, one of my juridical mentors. I said, what seriously would happen if they realize that every single thing that was ever done by Barack Obama is void? The Congress could theoretically ratify everything. Then you've got Julian Assange. Mr. President, in the waning seconds of this segment, thank you for pardoning Dinesh D'Souza and Joe Arpaio. But pardon Julian Assange! What are we waiting for? I've got more coming up. This is Lionel, if you can take it.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
We have to be supporting each other. You know, it's kind of exhausting to be part of protesting and marching and demonstrating and resisting. I've been back there listening to Randy, and I'm so exhausted I can barely stand here.
And there you have it. There you have it. woman, bless her heart. I want to keep going. I want to keep talking. I want to keep just going at this. Oh, by the way, you can reach me on Twitter at Lionel Media, but I'm shadow banned. And I'm looking around here, and I don't even think, I said, well, is Paul Watson shadow banned? No. Is David Nine shadow banned? And I'm glad of that. No. I'm thinking, why me? What have I done? What's going on here? Me? Moi? Shadow banned? I don't understand it. I don't get this thing. You know, our biggest problem and your biggest problem is I keep asking the damn question that everybody wants to answer. And that basically is what's going on here. And I was mentioning this before. Unless and until somehow people say, hey, did you hear anything about this pedo thing and what have you? I've got to just get to this because I don't want to lose my time. I'm very, very, I'm very biased when it comes to this. Look at this guy. Look at this punk. Who does he think he is? He's too cool. You don't understand. I think funny things. And there's these other people, too. You can go through the list of others. And the best part about it was, who was it, Cernovich or others who, you know, bless his heart, going after these people? And then you have Sarah Silverman saying, oh, you'd better watch out, you. And then they go through their list, Nazi. Yeah, that's it, you Nazi and you're alt-right. They have no idea what they're talking about. And it's like, excuse me, what is alt-right about this? What is alt-right? Look at this, how Pizzagate pusher. I'm thinking to myself, listen, ignore him. Listen, I don't want to say anything about Mike. I respect anybody who's frankly a ball buster and anybody who mixes it up. No, I'm serious. Laura Loomer, hell, even this Tommy Lahren. It doesn't matter. Somebody who's actually doing something and going down raising hell. Whoopi Goldberg, for whatever it's worth. Jeanine Pirro, by the way, that's a work. Do you hear that story? You know about professional wrestling, right? It's kayfabe. It's a work. It's just, Jeanine, please. But that's for another time. Remind me to tell you about that one. But instead of these people saying, hold it, you know, let's say I'm Bob Iger, hold it, everybody come in here, sit down in my big palatial mansion. Can you tell me this thing? Who is tweeting this? Whose idea fun? Excuse me, Bob. Don't call me Bob. What is it, Mr. Iger? What is it? Or whoever the what is. You see, this is what we think is funny. I'm Disney, you idiots. This is Marvel. We're talking about Comic-Con. What is the matter with you? What is the matter? Who did this? We did this. When? Why are you doing this? Why are you? And who was the one who went after Cernovich? Leave him alone. What are you doing? Let this go away. If anybody in my organization tweets this, you think we S-canned Roseanne Quaffat? Oh, you'll be history. We don't talk about this. We don't do this. Hey, folks, attention here, a little inter-office memo. Pedophilia is not funny. I don't know where you're from. I don't know where this, how this came about. How maybe it's some weird kind of a Burning Man kind of cool thing where you say, hey, we're into pedophile humor. I mean, I don't know. You can do this on your time. You can do it. And you can go to your little baristas and you can hang around and whatever you do. And you can do whatever to each other and yell, but not on our time. We are dying over here. They are cutting the cord. We need these people. What are you doing? This isn't funny. Now, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know where it came from. Catholic Church, Jimmy Savile, it goes down the list. And Hollywood. Look, everybody pay attention to something. There's a documentary coming out now by the fellow named Scotty Bowers. Scotty Bowers has a documentary about when he was in Hollywood in the 40s. And he was a Marine who showed up at a gas station on Hollywood and Van Ness or whatever. And he's there one day. This is in the 40s or 50s. Just a young, strapping Marine out of work. And all of a sudden, who pulls in but everybody in Hollywood? Walter Pidgeon, Spencer Tracy, you name it. And all of them are not only closeted, not that there's anything wrong with that, but in the 40s and 50s, you know, Jack Warner and these guys, they kept a lid on that. You did this, not this didn't go on. Rock Hudson marrying his, you know, his secretary. Well, anyway, Spencer Tracy, but these guys are freaks. From Joan Crawford, that has always been Hollywood. But let me tell you the difference. There was no internet. But this mentality continued. And let me tell you also, do you know when it really gets good? If you want to see Freak City, whenever you have any kind of an award ceremony, any kind of an award or anything in New York at the Met or the galas, wherever these people move in, wherever they just assemble and they get to live in this weird bubble that says, we're protected, we're special. Let me tell you something. This is going to bring them down. And let me also tell you, somebody needs to get a hold of Harvey Weinstein. Yeah, let me, I can't, this is personal. On a personal note, when I prosecuted, I saw some stuff that was pretty bad, but nothing, absolutely nothing affected me more like juvenile cases, dependencies, child sexual predation. You don't know what it's like. Everybody has something, maybe somebody in their family, the number of people who have had something happen to them. But when you really understand that something that is so medievally, naturally against the laws of nature are now a part of a systematic exhibition sport, some weird, I don't know what you want to call it, some medieval, organized spectator sport horror where kids are part of movement and child trafficking. There's a movie out. Have you seen it? It's the new, what is his name? The new Benicio del Toro movie, where he plays the assassin. And they asked his fellow, I don't remember the guy's name. Anyway, you'll know what his name is. The name of it. And there's one particular scene where they ask him, they said, what's being trafficked today? And somebody said, you know, it used to be drugs. But drugs are too much. Too much money. Too much money to cultivate the cocaine. To have the fields. To pay off all these people. No. Now it's human trafficking. And human trafficking and children acting as mules. Layer upon layer of child predation. It is bigger than anything sicario. This, how they let this movie through, this was actually very good. If ever there was not a movie in support of a second Trump term, this is it. The level of depravity is not Alex hyping it up. This is real. This is sick. And we're going to continue talking about it. Stay tuned.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the Storm, Ethel Merman. My friends, I got to stop right now, and I've got to say, I know, I feel your pain, I swear to you. You know what it's like knowing what we know? You have friends of yours that when you go out, maybe to eat or something, or you talk, and you realize, my God, they have no idea. Don't you kind of envy them? Do you think that we should like talking about pedophilia? Did you ever think that one day you would wake up and, rather than talking about the military or war or the economy or whatever it is that you normally talk about, we're talking about how we live in a society where some millionaire whatever is actually lauding, celebrating, laughing about this the abuse of children and other people? Was it Selma Blair or others or Sarah Silverman are defending tweets that celebrate I mean, I do not understand it. Have you seen this other fellow? Who was it? Ian Black or what's his name? The other guys? I mean, this is just, I'm thinking to myself, this can't be happening. Who is even arguing this? Who is saying, wait a minute, hold it, you can't do that? And yet, when somebody brings up, and I have said before, the Pizzagate stuff was handled absolutely poorly. Because you can't jump into saying that somebody who, by the way, certainly requires a little bit more, you know, investigation, that that's the same as somebody actually being caught doing something. You see, there's a difference between probable cause and reasonable doubt. Give you a perfect example. Sometimes whenever we talk about, or I talk about, 9/11, people will say, you know, on 9/11, on the days of 9/11, they found these four Israeli guys in a white van that were dancing. And because they were dancing, Israel was responsible for bringing down the towers. They go, wait a minute, what? Yeah, there were four Israeli dancing. What does that have to do with actual causal connection? Well, there you go. During the O.J. Simpson case, which is before your time, some, maybe, they thought everybody, they would say, maybe the son did it. The son, well, maybe Justin Simpson? What are you talking about? We need to go back to school and say, whoa, before we continue with this, let's explain a little bit about correlation versus cause. Let's explain a little bit between somebody who's doing something that deserves some, hey, policeman, detective, follow this guy. That is not enough. Now, what Gunn wrote or whatever is not pedophilia. It is theoretically, because that is a mind preference, a thought preference, a sexual ideation. It doesn't necessarily mean that it is the act itself. Child sexual battery is not the same as that desire which led to it. Paraphilia, chronophilia, hebephilia, ephebophilia, attraction for post-pubescent, an attraction. It does not mean you have done it. We've mixed the words together. It's like when people say, now this is just disgusting. Pedophilia describes something. If you have, for example, pyromania is not the same as arson. If I came to you and said, you know, I really want to burn down houses. I really want to set houses on fire. I really want to do this. I want to do this. You can't arrest me for a thought. Yet. Now, if I burn a house down because of insurance premiums or proceeds and the like, that's a different story. So pedophilia, pyromania have nothing to do with the actual act itself. Just like people are always saying, we should impeach Trump. You mean convict Trump? What? You mean you want to convict him? No, I want to impeach him. You want to just charge him? What? You don't even know what impeachment is, do you? Not really. So get these words right. And there's something very, very scary about this. I don't want anybody, and this may really throw you off. Oh, you're going to say, what is this guy talking about? I don't want this gun fired. That's not my thing. I'm going to say, hey, look, Selma Blair, James Gunn, you can do whatever you want. Keep him. I don't want to tell you whom to fire. You should be able to say anything you want. And then read, go ahead. Now, I can say whatever I want, but my goal is not to fire people, shut people down. Let me ask you something. Please do me a favor. Somebody please tell me. And I just want to tell you this. I'm not calling for her firing. But why is Joy Reid still on MSDNC? I know she's on, what, the graveyard shift on the weekends. She's between colon blow ads and the shower rape docs at lockup or whatever it is. How is this woman still on the air? Again, I'm not. This is a woman, and that expression says it all. What? Huh? AM Joy, she wrote homophobic statements, Islamophobic statements, fat shaming. I mean, she covered it in a blog she wrote years ago, which, of course, somebody went in and changed after the fact. Time bandits went back in time and wrote these because the Wayback Machine and the Library of Congress says, no, those comments you made, Ms. Reed, were made at the time you made this years ago. They're there. We have a snapshot of that blog or whatever it was then. No, I didn't do that. Excuse me, Ms. Reed, you don't understand this. It was there. Time bandits, time travelers, using Einsteinian dynamics, went back in time, altered it. She's still there. Roseanne gets fired because they set her up, because they wanted her fired. Look, that whole thing, I don't know what's happening right now. This whole world, I guess the Obamas are in Netflix and this, then you got Valerie Jarrett here. But Roseanne was fired because the story goes that they think she said that Valerie Jarrett looks like an ape. That's what they think she said. She never said that. She never said that. Roseanne's problem is she's an idiot in thinking that these folks are going to understand any kind of references to dystopian plots and the like. But it doesn't matter. She's gone because they wanted her gone. They wanted her gone. And they're so corrupt, are these people. So monumentally corrupt is apparently ABC and these folks that they're going to take the number one show, the number one show, breaking all kinds of records. But they want her gone because she's one of them. And they're waiting and waiting. And they said, we're going to whatever she says. How about this? Now, here you go. Valerie Jarrett, Planet of the Apes. That'll do. Next. Meanwhile, here comes Sarah Gilbert and this and that. And that show is going to make My Mother the Car and Super Train look like the Mary Tyler Moore Show in comparison. That's how depraved these people are. They would kill their own prophet, bottom line, just to get somebody back. So the bottom line in peroration, in this valedictory of mine right now, we have so much insanity to deal with. So I started off by saying, number one, President Trump, please fire somebody. Please indict somebody. I like watching Alex, and I like watching David Knight, my good friend. I'm on Wednesdays with him, and I like watching Fox News. But I want you to step up and fire people. And I also want, number two, for you to indict Hillary Clinton. Number three, we appreciate you giving Dinesh D'Souza, pardoning him. What a sport. There you go. That was nice. Joe Arpaio, very good. If you don't, not only pardon Julian Assange, but give him the Medal of Freedom, this man, you're in office, in essence, because he exposed that which a real media would have done. And finally, this pervasive pedophilia, this pederasty that is somehow being shelved and being reclassified as some kind of quirky, offbeat behavior has got to stop now. All right? Thank you. Lionel with...
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.